You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Marner in motion. Darnold throws, caught for the 2 points. Eric Sorbert. They throw to a guy who hadn't made a catch or was targeted all night long. What a game.
What a game. Good call to end it. Al Michaels has not had the best calls.
He's had his bounce back.
He had a little bounce back there. The Puka Nacua touchdown, we'll get to Puka here in a second, to give the Rams the lead in overtime. Not much energy on that call, but Al mustered it up for the final. 38-37, Seahawks over the Rams.
See, this is growth, because I was about to tweet this last night, because I knew he got a lot of heat.
Al?
What, last week?
Al Michaels?
Yeah, he got a lot of heat.
Al's...
They were trying to get him up out of there.
We're close to
going to the upper
room. Energy's just not there anymore. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. I mean, he may muster up a call every once in a while, but Al doesn't have the same energy he used to.
Now,
can we hear it. I mean, we don't have to lie about it.
When I watched the games, right, because I heard the game that people were complaining about, right?
Mm-hmm. So last week?
Yes.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it didn't bother me because I'm watching the game and a lot of other stuff is going on in my head watching the game. And I just remember people being upset about it, and I was like, oh, it's not a big deal. But I realized it was a big deal when I heard him call the game last night.
Because he actually had energy last night.
You see what I'm saying? That made sense. It's almost like when you have a bad mattress and you sleep on a good mattress for
you
the first time.
What a good night's sleep is.
Yeah.
Brought to you by?
Brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology. Kyle, hey, listen, we've been working together too long. Shameless plug.
That's pretty good. That game last night was the game of the year. All right, let's have a discussion. And I think everyone watching the game last night wondered this, and we all might have a different opinion on it. But let's.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Can we be honest?
I don't feel like doing this today.
Are we in the same class as those two teams that played last night? Are this year's Eagles, the Eagles that we have watched for the last, 15 weeks, are we in the same class as the Rams and the Seahawks? It's not a hard question. It's a yes or a no. It's a yes or a no.
You're not allowed to abstain.
It's a yes or a no, Douglas.
I don't like this trend, by the way.
No, listen. We gotta cut this off.
No, listen.
We need Rod to step in.
Yes or no?
Not Blue Jays. No, but I'll tell you this.
Not Lincoln. Go ahead.
Watching last night, when you talk about what was needed to put that game where it was, you had a timely return that was money.
Yeah, by Shaheed. Yep.
And you talk about the passes that Sam Darnold made, like money, and the pressure that was being applied in the game. Both lines played well. And both lines had quarterbacks under the rest, and they had to sit in the pocket and deliver the pass. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to both of them, man. Both quarterbacks. Because you talk about, back in the day, the frozen tundra, and they had to stare down the barrel of a shotgun while the pass rush is about to blow his back out or whatever, stuff like that. They played well. And to answer your question in long form, I would have my concerns going into a game against either one of those teams.
So here's where I'm at. You kind of long talked me through that one. You long, long talked us all because you don't want to answer the question.
Right now, no.
Right, the answer's no. Now, I think the Eagles' defense is good enough to keep them in the game. But in that fourth quarter, there were 11 possessions, and the Seattle offense woke up, right? And then in overtime, the Rams' offense went and scored, and Seattle's offense went right back down and scored. Our offense needs to get a lot better by the time we see these teams.
Yeah.
And we have...
That's why you got to play.
We have 3 weeks, maybe more. We'll see where the seeding goes down. Because right now, Seattle's 1 and the Rams are 5. So we, as the 3 seed, if the Eagles are the 3 seed, we would not have to see either of those teams until at least the second round of the playoffs. So we have roughly, let's say a month plus to get ready offensively to face those teams. But no, I watching the game last night, I mean, those teams move the football. And both defenses are good. Like, the Seattle defense came in as one of the best in the NFL. And the Rams put up, what'd they have, 500-something yards in the game? I mean, they moved the ball all night long. It was actually a remarkable game.
It was like 11 to 30 or something like that, 17 to 30.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it, and they're giving the team last rights. It was like 11 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about when you start doing the math and you're thinking about the possessions and how they're going to run the clock out.
Yep.
That punt return, that forward pass situation, that changed everything. And I remember watching it. And I remember Sean McVay just stood on the sideline. He didn't make a face. And I'm like, I'd have lost my stuff.
I was floored.
I was like, what are we doing?
Well,
like,
by the time they figured it out, they were ready to do the kickoff. They're like, all right, 2 more points for the Seahawks. I'm like, what?
That was crazy.
It was a wild game. All right, let's talk about Sean McVay for a second and what he had to say after the game, because he's going through it right now with his wide receiver. So there's two parts to Puka Nacua, Hugh. Right now, he might be the best receiver in all of football. I mean, him and JSN put on a show last night, but Nacua is on a run. 12 catches last night for 225 yards and two touchdowns.
That one at the touchdown that gave him the third. Ooh, yeah, that was pretty.
So, great player, but also having a rough week away from the field. He was on a live stream with some, I don't know who the guy is. But he
went to BYU, didn't he?
Puka? Yeah.
Huh.
He joked about doing a dance if he scored, and that dance apparently would have been offensive. He didn't actually do the dance. He apologized for that. I didn't really understand the reference.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He went to BYU.
Yeah, I didn't understand the reference, but obviously it was something he shouldn't have done. So there's that. He had to apologize. He also on the live stream talked about how referees just call things so they could like impress their friends and be on TV. So he kind of ripped the refs before the game.
Impress their friends.
Then after the game, he tweeted about the referees once again screwing them over. So McVay, in the press conference after the game, right after that tough loss, he didn't even know about the final thing I just mentioned. He was asked about it, and obviously he's not happy.
Being out, kind of taking like a veiled shot there at the refs. I mean,
what are you talking about?
You just put something out on Twitter a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, so what are you asking me right now?
Are you okay?
I can't answer questions about something that I'm not aware of.
Okay, but are you okay with players kind of expressing frustration over things like that? Or is that something that you hope that they kind of keep to themselves? And
I got to have more information before I answer any of those kind of questions.
And add the Coupe de Gracie. Your brother out there stealing folks' cars.
Pukas, yeah.
Yeah.
Been a tough week for the Nacua family. I mean, they're just having a tough one.
What happened with him?
He's wild. He wild. What the kids say? He wilding, yo.
He's been quiet until like a week ago.
Yeah. I mean, on the scale of 0 to Antonio Brown, he's getting closer to the wrong side of that. I mean, well, I don't know what happened.
His brother stole somebody's car.
I don't know. Now
hell of a player though.
He's a great player.
Holy hell.
And when he caught that pass in overtime, I was like, man, he's gone. Touchdown. Boom. All right, so the Seahawks right now have the 1 seed. The Rams have the 5. You know what's actually interesting about the outcome? The Niners now control the path to the 1. If the Niners win out, which includes the final game against Seattle of the season, they'd get the 1. So I don't know how this is going to shake out. Eagles right now are the 3. They have a path to the 2 if they win out, but I still think 3 is most likely.
What are those teams' numbers since 2022?
I haven't crunched those numbers. Okay. I don't think right now we're in the same class as those teams. I think we got to get way better offensively.
That wasn't our environment.
38-37 is not our environment. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the game last night, all that nonsense, including was that the first 2-point conversion to win in overtime in NFL history? I think it was the first time an overtime game ended on a two-point conversion.
It was, yeah.
Which is wild.
Crazy.
The new overtime rules really have changed strategy. Yeah. Do you kick off first? Do you not? And I actually was thinking during watching it, McVay probably should have went for two on their touchdown.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a no-brainer by Seattle to go for two.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you get the ball back to the Rams, they're probably going to get a field goal and beat you anyway. You got to have to go for the win there. But I thought the Rams should have went for two themselves to go up eight, so they force Seattle just to tie them afterwards. Let's go back to the phone lines. Lots to talk about. Do you expect a big game out of Jalen tomorrow? And Rams Seahawks, let's be honest. Are we on the same level of those teams right now? Lamar is in Philly on WIP. Hey, Lamar.
Joe, man, I'm starting to think that you're becoming a little bit more of that guy on the 2 o'clock show, Joe. There's no way.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You walked away last night saying, I agree with that Jack guy.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah. But it's no way you walked away last night saying that Sam Darnold is so much better than Hurts.
Well, Who said that? I didn't say that.
Lamar just made that up.
Whose mouth did that come out of on this show?
I'm going to tell you why, Hugh.
Lamar, tell me who said it.
Did anyone say that?
Did anybody?
No,
Lamar. I'm not asking. Pot him down. Lamar.
I got you, bro.
I'm not telling you to tell me why. I'm asking you to tell me who said it. Like, who between the two? No, Lamar.
I'm going to ask you again.
Because it's obvious you're not understanding what I'm saying. Who between the two of us said that?
Nobody.
Nobody said it.
So what are you talking about?
Okay, let me tell you what I'm talking about now that you're done screaming. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. When you say that a quarterback that's leading a team is not, we're not in that arena as the Rams and the Seahawks, when our defense, I believe, is just as good. Offensively, they still got Sam Darnold at quarterback. You're only not saying the Eagles, the Super Bowl defending champions, simply because he's not happy with our quarterback.
All right, Lamar.
Let me talk about this.
Okay, you got it.
This is the problem that I have with this conversation.
Put my feet up on this one.
This is the problem that I have with this conversation. Nobody took a shot at Jalen Hurts. Nobody mentioned Jalen Hurts' name. Yes, Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, but what about this offense have you seen that tells you they can score 30 points? You can pot him up now.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Hugh.
Put him back down. Put him back down. This is not, we're not going to do this today because I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm fed up of having this conversation.
I don't want to hear
about what you think. But we're going to have a conversation and you're going to answer my questions and then I'm going to let you talk. I don't want to hear what you're speculating. I want to hear an answer to the question. Like I asked you, what about this offense have you seen that you think can score 30 points? You can put him back up.
Okay, Hugh, nothing. Now you're going to answer my question now?
Okay, what was your question?
What about the Seahawks offense make you think they can score 35?
Because they did it last week.
Can I take this one? Can I take this one? Lamar,
you got it.
Lamar, ready for this one? I got a simple answer to this. They're averaging 30 points a game.
Oh, so okay, Joe, averaging 35 points a game.
No, 30.
So
they're averaging. Right, they're averaging, okay, 30 points a game. So, like,
okay,
but it's a very. That's it. That's the cut. We're done. Like, if you ask, what have they done to say they could score 30 points in a game? They're averaging that, Lamar. Every week.
Joe, you started the question by asking, we're not in the arena of them. Do you think right now our defense could hold Sam Darnold under 30, or do you think we're automatically giving them 30?
No, I don't think we're going to automatically give them 30. I think that the Eagles' defense certainly can give them a puncher's chance. But, Lamar, as I've watched them all year, and I said this 6 weeks ago and everyone got pissed at me, the Eagles this season are not in the same class as Seattle and L.A. They're just not. Their point differential is 75 points worse than those teams. They do not score offensively as much. They're not as good. Now, they have a month, Lamar, and that's what I started to say. They have a month to get their offense ready to see those teams. That's what they have. But if they take the offense we've seen in the last 6 weeks to play those teams, we're going home.
Okay, so basically I get what you're saying, Joe. You're saying if they come there with this 16-point offense, we won't win.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll win if we come with that 16-point offense?
I mean, in the playoffs, Hugh, anything's possible. You play the game.
No, listen, Lamar.
I think we can.
Okay.
If I'm playing Sam Darnold.
Okay, Lamar.
If I'm playing Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Lamar, I want to ask Lamar a question. Lamar, there's obviously like kind of a comedy to the way you say Sam Darnold, right? You don't think he's that great, right?
No, I don't.
I don't really either. He hasn't done enough yet for me to put him in that kind of category. Lamar, why does Sam Darnold, who we kind of chuckle at, offense, score more than Jalen Hurts' offense all the time?
I can't answer the question.
I didn't ask you the question.
I mean,
Joe asked you the question.
Joe, I can't answer the question to that. But, Joe, can I ask you a question in response?
Sure.
Why is him and Hurts' number similar?
They're not really.
Wait, an awful
similar,
year.
Similar
they're not really.
This year?
They're not really.
Okay. So let me read the numbers to you, Joe.
Okay.
Since you're saying they're not, Sam Darnold, I believe, has 3,703 yards, 24 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Jalen Hurts, to me, has 29-29, 22 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
That's not the same. That's
13,
not the,
13 interceptions?
800 more yards.
So a couple things. The interceptions are worse. Sam does not protect the football well. That's kind of always been his thing. That's part of the reason I don't think he's a great quarterback. Number two, there's a gap of 800 yards there. That's a lot of yards. One guy is four. Well, hold on. There's a gap of 800 yards. And when you talk about efficiency, Lamar, Sam Darnold leads the NFL in yards per attempt. They don't throw the ball that much. Yards per attempt, 8.7.
That means that when they do, they throw it, they're pretty efficient.
Jalen Hurts is at 7.4. The difference between those two, Lamar, Sam Darnold leads the NFL in yards per attempt. Jalen Hurts is 12th. I mean, they're not the same, the numbers,
well,
Lamar.
Well, one of them got a passer rating of 99. One of them got a passer rating of 100 even.
Yeah, I really don't think that's that. I don't look at passer rating the way you do. But
come on, Joe. I mean, again, you guys don't look at the stats that you don't want to look at.
No, but Lamar,
but you look at the ones that
what
you
you're
do.
Doing?
Lamar, the point is, one guy's offense scores 30 a game, one guy's doesn't. And you don't really have an answer for that. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
I do have an answer. I do have an answer for it. I'm not impressed with how our offense is ran. That is an answer. Okay. But again, if their numbers is that similar, you can't say, well, Sam Darnold's having
not
a much
similar.
Better year.
Well,
you know,
24
can and 13. Lamar, who had the similar numbers as Jalen the year he went to the Super Bowl? Marcus Mariota and Atlanta. I forgot what Atlanta's record was, but he got benched.
Yeah.
I mean, go look that up.
So you know what
2020, what was that, 2022? What would that be?
And Hugh, in response, what I would say is, I would never say we're not on the same level as any team that Marcus Mariota quarterback.
No, but the point, here's the thing, Lamar. This is the thing that which I'm trying to get you to understand. Like, no, you can get numbers to say anything. It's the wins and losses. And Jalen's a winner.
Well,
but when you talk about, when you talk about quarterback play, like, they're similar, but one just happened to be on a winning team and the other one was on a losing team.
Lamar, I'm fine with the idea of you saying it's not Jalen's fault. We're not on the same level as them offensively. It's not. Maybe it's not his fault. And if you want to say it's Petullo's fault and Sirianni compared to Clint Kubiak or Sean McVay, that's fine. I think those guys are better offensive minds. Obviously, McVay's a better offensive mind. But we didn't say anything about Jalen. You got all bent out of shape about Jalen Hurts when I said the truth. The Eagles' offense this year is not on the same level as the Rams or Seahawks. That those are facts.
Well, Joe, I said that because I've listened to you every single day. And all the, you're one of your biggest Eagle issues with the Eagles right now is not just Petullo. It's not just Nick Sirianni. But you got a quarterback issue, too.
I do. I think we're getting very mediocre quarterback play for $50 million a year. I'm sorry, if the, Lamar, if that hurts your feelings, I'm sorry. But we're I want to apologize, Lamar. If I'm hurting your feelings, I'm sorry. They're getting mediocre quarterback play for $50 million. If you're okay with that because you like Jalen Hurts, knock yourself out, Lamar. I mean, that's your thing. I don't like mediocre quarterback play. I have higher standards for the quarterback here.
And last night you seen great quarterback play from Sam Darnold. You notice I never said the Rams. The Rams are a good team. I said Sam Darnold. Yeah. It's my issue. You said we're not on the same level as a team being led by Sam Darnold. And
they aren't, Lamar. They aren't. This year, they're not on the same level as Seattle. Like, the facts are facts. You could tell me they'll upset them in the playoffs or they'll beat them here, but right now the Seahawks have the number one seed. So maybe they will. But over the course of the whole season, how could you watch the Eagles' offense and tell me it's as good as Seattle's? How?
I'm not saying the Eagles' offense is as good as Seattle's.
That's the
Eagles,
point.
The Eagles, to me, went off talent. But again, I'm talking about Sam Darnold, and you're saying they're not the same.
Sam has had a better season. Sam has had a better season. I mean, I don't think anyone
numbers don't say it, Joe.
Then they'd score more points. Score more points, Lamar. Score points.
Well, you will.
Who
you will if you don't force AJ? The Eagles will. If they don't force the ball to AJ Brown, they'll score more points.
That's
Hey, Lamar, have a good day, man.
At some point, we got to pull the plug, and that was the.
By the way, Hugh, good teamwork, man.
You know what
bottom
it is.
Up and like, down.
That was good.
The synergy today is between that
and the mattress thing. We're on point today, guys.
Like B. Mitch said something, and I like B. Mitch is extreme. I love B. Mitch, but sometimes he can be a little extreme. But he said something today that he said that's why he don't like talking football to people that don't know as much as they think they do. When we were talking about this offense, right? Mm-hmm. We said we don't know if they could keep pace. And people immediately went to the quarterback.
Well, because I told you, there's an insecurity. These are the facts, guys. Jalen Hurts' numbers this year and Jalen Hurts' season is mediocre across the NFL. Again, if that hurts your feelings, that's your problem. I'm just telling you what's the truth. And those offenses we saw last night have played better than the Eagles' offense.
This is where I get a little perturbed because you're telling me what I said, and I'm asking you to tell me you can't do that. And when you jump around in a conversation, that just leads me to know that you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We have a month, and it starts, Hugh, what does it start with?
It starts with the Commodores.
That's right. It starts with the Commodores.
It continues with the Commodores.
Well, just to clarify,
yeah,
Sam Darnold has a higher quarterback rating and passer rating than Jalen Hurts.
QBR, passer rating, yards per attempt, yards per completion.
Yeah.
Well, he's been a better season. I mean, I just wanted to
clarify that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're all on the same page now?
I hate this conversation. I really do.
Because we have a month. We have a month to get our offense ready.
This is really messing with my Bible scriptures. This is really...
Are you on Old Testament or New? All right, 215-592.
Old Testament is like fire and brimstone.
Now I see why Hugh abstained.
I think the Old Testament is more interesting. That's just me.
I'm trying,
215-592-9490. For a quick break here, we need a breath. All right, and back to your phone calls. Do you think the Eagles are in the same class as the teams we watched last night? I defensively, they are, not offensively. We got a lot of work to do. Plus, what do you expect from the quarterback tomorrow? Is he going to have another big game? Are we getting a big one out of Jalen? I think it's more about running the football tomorrow. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.